Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boesberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Werber steals second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to second. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker throws to second for one, and Hughes throws to first, and Berger drops the ball. Miller moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Werber moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Werber scores. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berger reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Berg hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pearson. Johnson moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Miller bunts towards first. Berger scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Cronin moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Almaden now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Monty Pearson. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.